Amen. It is that rest in Jesus that we want to talk about today. I should do this. Amen.
Amen.
Sometimes people say I talk about end time things too much. So I want to talk about the whole gospel. The whole gospel includes the very beginning, the gospel of salvation.
Ang maayong balita gikan pa Dios sa sinugdanan iyang ihatag ko iyang ihuwali ka nato karon ni kapuno.
So I like to do what teachers do.
Gusto siya nga mus manundo kung sa isulat sa ibuhat sa mga magtuturo.
How many teachers are here today?
Sila pa kanato mga teacher.
Where's the four teachers? Amen. Are any of you new teachers or are you the old teachers that have been here a year? Old. Oh, not as old as me though. Oh yeah, I recognize you. Yeah. Amen. So, let me write a few words up here.
Akong isulat nila ka mga tulong na niya sa tuwang whiteboard.
Salvation.
Kaluwasan.
What is salvation?
Kung sa madiay ang kaluwasan.
You can help me out, by the way. I don't mind. What is salvation?
Kung sa man ang kaluwasan.
What needs to be saved of me? My soul. Yes. And my soul is me. My soul is the way I think. The things I like to do, the way I love or don't love, amen. My emotions, that's me. So why do I need to be saved? I mean, I always thought I was a pretty good guy. I try not to do people any harm. And, you know, my things about me that are not very nice, they don't give me a problem. So why do I need to be saved and why do you need to be saved? Well, I want to start way back in the beginning. I guess I'm a history teacher now. Way back in the book of Genesis, and we have the fall of man. The very first man and the very first woman God made the man out of the dust of the earth. And then he didn't make woman the same way. He took a piece of the rib from man. he made woman. So Adam and Eve were not born, they were made by God. And he put them in a garden, a beautiful garden. And I don't believe they had any mosquitoes. I don't believe it got too hot. I don't believe it got too cold. I don't think they had thunderstorms, and I don't think they had floods. They didn't have to work very hard. They had all the trees that had all the nice things to eat. And he made only one rule. He said there's one tree in the middle of the garden somewhere. It's called the tree of knowledge of good and evil. You can eat of every tree. But I don't want you to eat the fruit of that tree. Because if you do, you will die. Now, I don't believe that they really knew what die meant. They were probably saying to one another, what does that mean, die? We'll die. I don't know, Eve, but it doesn't sound very good. Let's just stay away from that tree. Amen. So, in the day, what was this tree all about? It was knowledge of good and evil. So they didn't know anything about good, they didn't know anything about evil, they were just like little babies. But they had one rule. Eat anything, sleep anywhere you want, you know. Just don't eat that tree. So Eve was there in the garden alone one time. And this fellow, the serpent, came along and started talking to her. Oh, yes. Now, don't you think if a serpent came around to me and started talking to me, I would say, wait a minute. What is this? You guys don't talk to us. I I mean, was this quite common that they talked to the cow and the cow talked to them, you know? I mean, Balaam's donkey talked to him and said, no, that's in the Bible. Come on, how many of you knew that in the Bible, that the donkey talks to the man? How many of you knew that? Let me see your hands. How many of you knew that a donkey talked to the man? See, the rest of you need to start reading your Bible. Said, haven't I been a good donkey? Why are you angry at me? Okay, so anyway, the serpent tricked her. He lied to her. And he said, you know, you're really not going to die. And besides, you're going to be wise and you're going to be like God. So Eve began to get an independent idea of her own. See, this is what the devil wanted Jesus to do when he took him in the desert and tested him. Why couldn't he just change those stones into bread if he was hungry? Because God never told him to. In other words, be independent and do something that God doesn't want you to do. See, this is what children want to be. They want to be independent. But godly parents want children to be obedient. How many of you parents are teaching your children to be obedient? Amen. Do what your parents say. Now, when you get over into the book of Timothy, Paul is saying to Timothy that it really was the woman who was deceived, and it was not the man that was deceived. He did.
Libro sa Timoteo nagatukan si Pablo ngadto kang Timoteo nga ang nakasalag kayo dili ang lalaki kundi ang babae.
The man did it with his eyes open. He knew what he was doing.
Ang babae siya na naghimo sa mao nga salawat o mao kay nakapaabli sa ilahang o sa iyahang mga mata diha sa maayo ug sa dautan.
Why do you think Adam did that? When he saw Eve with that fruit in her hand and she was taking a bite and eating, oh Adam, this is so good, you should try it. Isn't that something? She was fixing him dinner. And I think that Adam, he must have just panicked when he saw what Eve was doing.
Ampun siguro si Adan na lisan ba itong iyang kitan dito sa iyo niya ang asawa ni Imo?
He must have thought right away, oh my God, I love her so, but she's gone. If I, oh, what she done, I'm going to have to do it too. You know, Adam is probably, as far as I know, the only man that never had a choice of a wife. If something happened to Eve, there wasn't Eva or Evelyn or Yvette. No, it was only Eve. So this is one of the reasons that God put some limitations on the ministry for women. By the way, just for sake of interest, you might be interested sometime to go on the computer and look up denominations that have been started by women. And I know that there are men who are deceived also. Okay, so our first parents sinned and their soul became dark and they did not have spiritual life in them anymore. So they had now a spoiled seed. I don't know if it happened in the DNA, if it happened in the spirit, I don't know how it happened, but something happened that every one of us inherited the same thing from our first father and mother. So all have sinned. Is there anybody here that believe that they have not sinned? No. You know what? You were born in sin. Before you ever committed sin, you were born in sin.
So wala pa nani kita makabutar o makabuhat o sala. Natao na tandaan sa sala.
Little baby is born, he's 1 hour old.
Isa pa gusto ka oras pa na baba, ganang bata na natao.
Wah! Wah!
Mama, uhawa siya. Mama, uhawa siya din na.
He say, what sin has this baby done? He's not committed sin, but he's a sinner. And the DNA, spiritual DNA, whatever you want to call it, it's in him.
But ang
You know, there was only one baby born that didn't have that sin in him. You know who that baby was? Jesus. Yeshua.
Yes.
Now, how could he get born and he didn't have that seed of sin in him? Because he came from the seed of a different father. The Holy Ghost brought the seed of God and put it in Mary. So now we have one man whose father did not eat of the tree.
Siya ang anak kadulay amahan nga wala gayud siya wala gibukaon ni adto nga mao nga gidilinga kahoy.
So let me go to the Word of God.
Nang atong susiho ang atong balaang sulatan.
Is there a reader here? Oh, Brother Alan. Okay. Romans 5.
Roma capitolo 5.
Verse 12.
Versículo 12. Roma capitolo 5, versículo 12.
It says, wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, that would be the man Adam, and death by sin, so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned.
Praise the Lord. For the book of Romans, or Roma, capitolo 5, versículo 5:12.
Stay right here. Verse 17. For by one man's offense death reigned, by one much more they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ.
Kung tungod sa paglapas na nahimo sa sakatao ang kamatayon dihay pinagi sa maong tao, sa labi pagayon, pinagi sa sakatao na maong si Jesucristo ang makadawat sa kalagaya sa grasya o sa grasa na pagkamataro na walay bayad magahari diha sa pinabuhi.
Verse 19. For by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. Romans 3, just go back one page. Verse 23. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So, as you can see, we're all in pretty sad condition.
Sa atong nakaminawan, gibasa ni Brother Alan, adunay gilad na kondisyon na hitabo sa kata.
So what can God do about all this?
Unsa may mahimo sa Dios? Diwala dili nga mao nga dili may manitabo sa tao.
Here we are, we're all sinners.
Niyata karon, tanan kita, kita tanan makasala.
I can say, well, it wasn't my fault.
Niya siguro may ngunta ka, di ba na ako ang buwan, di ba na ako sa lapot?
You know, if I was there, I wouldn't have done that.
Kung ako dito, kung ngayon na, di ba kumubuhan na to, di ba kumukaon na to?
But I inherited death. God said, if you take that fruit, you will die. Did Adam and Eve die? Yeah. Did they die immediately? No. But something inside of them died immediately. Something in their soul died right away. And then 900 years later, their body died. Look at your ancestors. How many generations can you think back into your ancestors? Have they all died? What's going to happen to you someday if Jesus doesn't come? You're going to die. Well, at least your body is going to die. Yes, death reigned all for 6,000 years. Okay, so God made a plan. It's called forgiveness.
Ang plano na butang kasing-kasing sa tubig ng Diyos, kining pagpasaylo.
And if you look in the Bible,
magsusiyo na to ang balata sulatan.
Look in the book of 1 John.
Ato tanawon ang primerong Juan.
1 John chapter 1.
Okay. 1 Juan capítulo 1.
1 John 1.
Capítulo 1 versículo 9.
Let's start in verse 7.
Magsugod ta dinhi sa versículo 7.
But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ his Son cleanses us from all sin.
Amen.
We need Brother Allen.
Unang sulat ni Juan, kapitulo 1, versículo 7, nag-ingon, apat nung kita maglakaw diha sa kahayag, maingon na siya na sa kahayag, nan kita may pagigambitay ang usa sa usa, o ang dulo ni Jesus na iyang anak, nagahimlo ka na to gikan sa tanang sala.
So there is an answer.
Mauna nga, nai katubagan, na ito ang problema.
See, in other words, when man has done a sin that has the penalty of death, there's only one thing that can save him, and that is a blood sacrifice. But the blood of a sheep and a cow could not really do the job.
Ang problema ni
So it had to be the perfect blood of Jesus that could cleanse my sin.
Ang dugo na gining ni Jesucristo ang makahilo sa maong kasalanan.
Verse 8, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. But here's the answer. But if we confess our sin, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Now, to whom do we confess our sin?
Ang pagtala ni asa ba kita mo sumilon sa ato ang mga kasalanan?
If you come to the priest and confess your sin, does that cleanse you?
No.
If you come to me and confess that you're a sinner, can I save you?
No.
I can't do you any good. But I can say to you, you must confess to God. You must tell Him that you're a sinner. And you must ask for the blood of Jesus to wash away all that sin. Now, don't just ask Him to wash away all the nasty things you did in the past. Ask Him to remove from your soul your stubbornness. Your bitterness. Your rebellion. Your spirit of revenge. The murder and hatred that's in your heart. Oh, I don't have any murder in my heart. But there's people I don't like. And when I hear that they really got sick, maybe I think, yes, God is getting even. Oh, come on. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord, not yours. So you see, we're not talking about just your fornication and your drunkenness and no, that's not all we're talking. We're talking about the sin that is in your heart that nobody sees but God. What were we talking about the other day? The root of bitterness. You know, the root, it spreads out in my heart.
And
all of a sudden, one day it stopped. Oh! It springs up. And I start having a hissy fit. Brother Mark, what happened to you? I didn't know that was in you. Well, the root was hiding underground. Come on, ask Jesus to tear that thing out. The blood of Jesus can forgive it, and He can help eliminate it. And then it says, if we say that we have not sinned, we make Him a liar, and His word is not in us. Now, in Acts chapter 2, Peter was preaching on the day of Pentecost. And he preached a very strong word that day. And the people were stirred in their spirit. So in chapter 2, verse 21, Acts chapter 2, verse 21, Peter said, "And it shall come to pass that whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." So you read through that second chapter of Acts when you get home. You will find that they were pricked in their heart. And you will find that Peter said to them, "Repent and be baptized." In the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Baptized unto Christ. Not baptized unto the denomination of your church. Not baptized as a little baby in the Roman Catholic Church. A little baby cannot repent. He has no idea what repent is all about. You repent when you come to the age where you realize that you are a sinner. God spoke to my heart when I was about 9 years old. I remember the day very well. I was in my house with my family, my parents. It was a very cold day in December. It was snowing. We were getting a terrible blizzard.
Grabe ngayon kapag ang maong eyes yato panahon na sa iyahang sa ilahang dati.
And the Spirit of God said to me, "You are a sinner." And if you die, and you will die someday, and you will go to hell. And that will be forever. And then he started over again. He went down, point by point by point. You are a sinner. You are not saved. You will die. You will go to hell. And he started over. And I got to the point where, "Mom! Mom, help me!" And she did. She prayed with me. Okay. So we receive forgiveness. And we are also quickened.
Okay. Napasaylo na ta. Ipasaylo na ta sa Ginoo. Naangko na to. Kapasaylohanan. Nakaroon ang ikaupat. Kinisiyang gi-plasig o gi-buhit pag-usap.
What is quickened? What is quickened? Come on, somebody that knows a little English, help me out here. Quickened means made alive. I was telling Brother Lito's fellowship this morning. When a woman is with child, very early, one day, something moves. And the
doctor.
Why did I say all that?
There's something inside.
Oh, yes. And the doctor says that is called the time of quickening. The baby has life. It's not just a bunch of cells. There's a little living human being inside. A little human being that will become just like you one day. In Ephesians chapter 2, in verse 1, it says, "And you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins." Verse 1. And you go and read the next 9 verses. It tells how in your sin you lived in the flesh and you fulfilled all that your flesh wanted to do. If your flesh wanted sexual sin, that's what you went for.
Ikapugong.
If your flesh wanted to have a fight with somebody, that's what you did. If your flesh wanted alcohol or nicotine or some illegal drug, that's what you did. And you were dead in your sin. But you see, he quickened you. And in verse 6 it says, and he raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
Ibanaw kanato uban kaniya o nagalingkod kanato uban kaniya sa mga nagintong dapat pinagi kang Kristo Jesus.
Now you have to believe this by faith.
Sa ato ng paminawan, ginaklan ato kining tuuhan kayo binasa pa to.
See, I believe that you're probably smarter than I was.
Nagtuo ko na mas magsabot magimo sa among isulti niya kaysa mo.
Because I tried to make intellect out of this verse. And I said to God, how can this be? I'm not in heaven. I'm not in heavenly place. I'm down here. Here, I walk down on earth. Come on, God. Which way is it? How can I sit in heaven and be down here? You're smarter than I was, aren't you? Because you know that it's my soul that sits in heavenly places.
Amen.
And my feet and my body are here in earthly places. So you see, because Jesus is in heaven and Jesus is in me, then heaven is in me.
Hallelujah.
See, now in those days I wasn't baptized in the Holy Spirit. But now if you're baptized in the Holy Spirit, you can understand spiritual things. Amen. Okay, so we're quickened. Now we had another problem. In our sin, we also were a slave. How many of you were one time a slave? Anybody here was a slave one time? Oh yes. If you're honest, all of us were a slave one time. No, I don't mean that we were on a slave ship and we came from Africa to England or America.
No.
Not that kind of slave. Let me read from Romans. And you'll understand. Chapter 6.
Roma, capítulo 6.
Verse 15.
Versículo 15.
No, let's go down a little bit. Wait, I'm in the wrong chapter. I gotta go to chapter 6. Okay. What then shall we say? Because we were not under the law, but under grace, God forbid. Know ye not that to whom ye yield yourself servants to obey, 16, his servants you are to whom you obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness. It's 16 that I
mastered. Dan unsa man pagpakasala pagpakita dili man kita ilalom sa kasubuan kundi ilalom sa grasya. Palayo kana wala pa kamo masayon nga kung itugyab ninyo ang inyong kaugalingon ingon nga mga wasilukanong ulipon nagtukang bisan kinsa kamo mga ulipon niya ang iyang na iyang ginasugo mga ulipon na iyang sasala na nagahatod ngadto sa kamatayon o iya sa programa sinuktano na nagahatod ngadto sa programa matano. 17. Apan salamat sa Dios na kamong mga ulipon kanyadto sa sala karon nahimo na ng mga kinasintasin ng mga masinuktano sa sulundan sa tuluuhan nga niini gitugyan ninyo ang inyong kaugalingon. Sa siyoso, og nga sa pagkahigawas ninyo gikan sa sala, kamo nahimong mga ulipon sa pagkamataro. Nagasulti ato niini tawhanong pinpaagi tungod sa pagkadili hingpit sa inyong kinaiya. Kay maningon nga kaniadto inyong ginatugyan ang mga bahin sa inyong mga lawas ngadto sa kahugawan o ngadto sa labing kalabi ka mapasupido sa inyo usad karon kinahanglan itugyan ninyo ang mga bahin sa inyong lawas ngadto sa pagkamataro aron kini pagkabalaan. Praise Lord.
19. Oh, you read the whole thing. Okay. Well, just the part about whom you obey, you become a servant.
Ang maong punto, kung asa na kita bisugo, diha kita niya na ulipon.
Now that word is really not servant. The word is really slave.
Kanang pulong niha, usa ka ulipon, dili ko nga sulugon lang ulipon.
If I begin to tell you what you must do, and you always obey, you've become my slave.
Kung siya kanunay mo sugo diha kanimo, unya mutuman ka ngadto kaniya, buti pa sa kunya na nga ikaw ulipon na sa nagsugo nimo.
So you see what happened when we were in bondage of sin.
Mao na nga mao kini pagtabuha kung kita na dinha sa ulipon sa pagkasala.
Whenever the devil told us to do something, we always did it. Oh, he made it sound real nice. And the thing that you didn't want to do, you ended up doing. And you couldn't figure out why you couldn't stop doing it. You found that you were addicted to certain things. Maybe you weren't addicted to alcohol.
Siguro na adik na siguro sa alcohol.
Or drugs.
Sa druga pagkaha.
Or fornication.
O di na pagkaha sa paghinawas.
Or maybe you were. Or maybe you were.
O bisag siguro sa trabaho.
Or maybe you were addicted to a real nasty temper.
Siguro, struggling ka mayo, may tungkol niya ng galit pa o labihan ka sa buton o masunganon.
Don't push my buttons.
Ingon siguro kang ayaw ko buksa na makasukol ni mo.
It's your fault if you make me mad.
Naimong salagyon basta ibo umbiklon karon. Salagay na imo.
Because when I get going, I can't control myself. See, oh, there's lots of things that you become a slave to sin. You know what? Jesus can rule over every part of your life. So you were enslaved. Thank you. And you needed something. What have I lost? Oh, I didn't put that one down. Enslaved. And you needed to be redeemed.
Gikan sa pagkaulipon, ang ika numero 6 is kanagayong paglukat na.
Now, someone who is a slave is owned by something or someone else.
Kanang pagkaulipon, buti pa sa bunya na kagi, panag-iya ikaw sa mga putang o di panag-iya ikaw sa usa.
See, this is another reason why Jesus could never have obeyed any of the suggestions that Satan gave him in his temptation. If he had yielded and done any of the things that Satan wanted him to do, he would have become Satan's slave and Satan would have become his master. So, Satan owns you if you're a sinner. And you can't pay the price to get your freedom. There is nothing you can do to buy yourself out. It wasn't just Adam that sold you. You sold yourself. Oh yes, I sold myself. I didn't get very much out of it. Oh, a little pleasure maybe. But then I found out that he owned me. So I cannot redeem myself. But there is one who can redeem me. 1 Peter again. 1 Peter chapter 1.
1 Peter chapter 1.
Verse 18 and 19. For as much as you know that you were redeemed with corruptible thing, were not redeemed with corruptible things of silver and gold from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot.
Praise the Lord. Sa libro sa 1 Pedro, kapitulo 1, versikulo 18, 19,
sa inyo nagigan sa walay hongga ng paggawi, ang inyong matanunod gigan sa inyong mga giliganan, kamo gitubos, dili pinaami sa mabutang marugta, ingon sa salapi o ulaman, kung dili sa tinilong dugo ni Kristo, na daw sa nating karnero, na walay buling o hugaw.
And in Revelation 5, there are some saints in heaven, and in verse 9 it says, they sung a new song, saying, Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for Thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by the blood, amen, by Thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation.
Nagayon, o na nag-awit sila sa kapagpong awit na nagayon. Tapos ikaw sa pagkuha sa basahong nilugo o sa pag-abri sa iyang mga timpre. Kay ikaw mauman ang patay o pinagi sa imong dugo, ginugat mo ang mga tao alang sa Dios, gikan sa tanang kabanayan o pinulungan o katawhan o kanasuran.
So, the blood has redeemed us, it paid the price, and we can be born again.
Klaro tayo nga nakita na orang kagandungan na pinatis dugo ni Jesucristo, kita gilukat sa Ginoo.
In John chapter 3, and you know these verses.
Tungod niya na natawag kita pag-usap, mauni ang isulti niya sa Juan kapitulo 3.
Jesus said, except a man is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. You see, you can't even see it unless you're born again. And in verse 5, he said, except a man is born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God.
Praise the Lord, Brother Hope John, of Juan Torres, versículo 5, nagayon. O si Jesus, dito ba, sapagkatinoon, magayon ako kanimo, gawas ko ng tao, iganak sa tubig o sa Espiritu, dili siya makasunod sa gingharian sa Diyos.
Amen. So, to be born again, now you can see.
Sa pagkatao pag-usap, o rinawa tayo ni Jesus, na tao pag-usap, makakita na ka.
To be born now of baptism in water and the Spirit, now you are qualified that you can enter the kingdom of God.
Gita niya ng bahina sa pagkakita, kung mataw, mataw kita diha sa tubig ng Espiritu at yung pagbautismo, diha na yung napita na makasulong kita sa gingharian sa Diyos.
And then Jesus said, whoever believes in Him should not perish but have eternal life. So born again gives you eternal life.
Sa ato pa ang pagkatao pag-usap, makahatag ganika nato o kinabuhi na walay katapusan.
So now the penalty that if you eat of this tree, you will die. Now you have life. Yes, your body will die, but your soul will live forever in eternal life.
Ako nang silot ka kita na kapatong o kamatayo ni Espirituhanon, sa iyong nataw kita pag-usap, kita na kapatong o kinabuhi na walang katapusan, diha ng Kristo Jesus.
Look in Matthew. I'm just giving you Bible here so that you know I'm not making this idea up myself.
Ako yung ipabasa din ang kalinyo ang nanaylay ng mga libro ninyo aron kamo dili magatuo ng kami na kasulti lamang sa mga kabalingon, Mateo 19.
Matthew 19 verse 16.
19:16.
The man came and he said, what shall I do that I can have eternal life? So let's make this number 8. Eternal life. This is a man that came to Jesus. He wanted eternal life. Amen? Now, how do we get born again? Okay. Yeah, I just summarized it. Yeah. How do we get... Can I do some good works and obtain eternal life?
Sa Mateo 19, versículo 16, adunay tao nga nagasulti na nagingon na kung saan marako makapatulog kinabuhi ka ulit katapusan. Pinagi ba sa mayong trabaho?
Here's another man, and we're going to finish up here in a minute. Here's another man that came to Jesus, and he said to him in verse 28, "What shall I do that I might work the works of God?" And Jesus said, "This is the work of God, that you believe on Him whom He has sent."
Mag-inisya ang trabaho sa Dios na ngadto kaniya ikaw magatuo.
What good work could I do to have eternal life?
Unsa man ang trabaho nga may trabaho aron kita makaangkon sa kinabuhi nga walay katapusan.
I'm going to give all my money to the poor. And I'm going to go to a monastery and I'm going to become a monk. And I will pray to Mary 25 times every hour. And I will go to Rome, and I will climb up the stairs, and I will kiss every step.
Siguro mato rito sa Roma, unya kay malaan na ini na pita, nagkada, ang ini, ang halukan.
You know that that's what Martin Luther tried to do? He got to the top and he said, "This place is a horrible, sinful place." And then I see pictures of people. They crawl on the ground where there's rough stones, and their knees are torn, and they take a little whip and they beat their back. Do you know, you must know this. Every year in the Philippines,
yes.
There are people who have themselves crucified.
Yes.
Oh, they don't stay there till they die. They pull back up. And there's places in South America, people do that too.
South America,
brethren, works
ang trabaho,
works
walay labos kaluwasan,
are not going to save you. All right, one last thing. You can write it down if you want. Jesus said it more than once. Matthew 10:22, Matthew
22:13.
He said, "He that will endure to the end shall be saved."
maabot kaniya ang kaluwasan.
So you see, it isn't just getting a good start.
Imo makita rin niya na dili kay igo ang primero na tong nga kanang primero na tong gihimo.
You have to follow it through all the way to the end. Now, I made the outline. I did it like a teacher, not an evangelist. But it's the same message. And I'm praying that the Holy Spirit will speak to your heart if you need forgiveness of sin, if you need to be saved. The word of God is true. He said he will save you if you call upon his name. So I'm going to ask the brethren to speak in your tongue. If God is speaking to your heart that you're a sinner and you've never made it right with Jesus, you can come and we'll pray with you and you can make it right here tonight. You're going to go home and you're going to know that you're a child of God. And you'll not be a slave to sin and the devil anymore. Come on up, brethren. Come on, let's all stand up.
Okay.
Let the Holy Spirit speak to you.
Maghilom sa ta. Pagkalandungan nato kung sa manang gisulti sa Diyos ang ito kinabuhi karon. Kay ni ang alagad si Ginoo nga nagaipitar nga ni kanato. Dili siya ang makaluwas. So dili, ang inyong ang pagturo at pagturo niya sa tubay ng Diyos, budangat kita nga ito sa kaluwasan. Dili na pita. Dili ka mo ang sa tubangan. Kaya matampo siya.